This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and each Monday, Mary Morgan joins us for a conversation about civic engagement and opportunities. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor and our partner in Civic Matters. Now, Mary claims she's not a morning person, but always seems bright and shiny when she visits with us. Are you fully caffeinated yet?
I just found out that it's National Make Up Your Own Holiday Day, so I am caffeinated and already trying to think of some awesome thing we can celebrate today.
Well, you have eight minutes to come up with an answer. Well, it was an interesting weekend in Washtenaw County, literally thousands gathering at Pioneer High School for the March for Our Lives. Some very impressive young people demanding their voices be heard. Did you have an opportunity to either go or learn about the event?
I wasn't able to attend, but I talked to a lot of people who were there and obviously saw a lot on social media and the news. And, it was really inspiring to see so many people who really believe passionately in this issue, and I'm hopeful because I don't think it's just showing up to protest in the way that they did. But I know locally at least the Washtenaw Youth Initiative really has some longer term plans, and I hope that as a community we can support their efforts.
The Washtenaw Youth Initiative, born out of the shootings in Parkland, Florida, and of course taking on a life of its own from the March for Our Lives events across the country, what do they plan to do moving forward?
Well, they have a website, WashtenawYouthInitiative.com, and you can see some of their the national issues that they support related to gun control, but locally, the thing that impresses me, they also have a local focus, and that includes they hope to have a gun buyback program. They would like once a month on weekends for schools to be able to be a safe place where people can turn in their firearms without fear of legal retaliation. I don't know, how far along they've progressed on that, but I know that the sheriff here in Washtenaw County, Jerry Clayton, is open to those kind of discussions. So that's one thing. They're also going to advocate for increased mental health resources. I think that's in the context, especially of the recent millage that was passed in the county, mm-hmm. and trying to get some of those resources directed at the at younger folks. And then they're also advocating for police demilitarization. So they have a platform, and I think are going to, be pushing for these things.
Well, people are standing tall across the country, making sure their voices are heard. And perhaps one of the larger statements to consider is that it would appear the youth no longer entrust their future to those who are making decisions for them and are demanding that their voices be taken into account. And I think that's rather impressive and at the same time a little bit sad.
I agree on both counts, and I also am looking forward to, a very short time, these folks will be voting, so that will be another
right.
way that they can express their views.
And they're not willing to wait, which is important, too. But the midterm mm-hmm. elections are in November. That's obviously getting a lot of attention, but we have a local election much sooner than that, Tuesday, May 8th, and I believe if people want to vote, the deadline is approaching.
Right. To register for that May 8th election, you only have two more weeks. Monday, April 9th is the deadline, and that's coming right on up. I think that, I hope everybody who's listening to this will not only think about whether they themselves are registered, but really advocate for the network that they have with their friends and family and neighbors and really anybody that they come in contact with to check on, make sure people are registered, to direct them to resources like the michigan.gov/vote site or our own Civ City's annarborvotes.org or WEMU's site. There are a lot of resources where you can find out how to register, what's on the ballot, and really be prepared for these local elections, which are really important.
In some ways, more important than the federal elections because it is deciding the matters that will affect your community on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. And historically, turnout has been really low. So, you have a very small subset of people making decisions that affect your life and certainly your pocketbook in many ways. Ann Arbor Public Schools has a really big tax proposal on the ballot. It's a renewal and replacement for their operating millage, which is a big one. So I think people need to just be aware that that's out there and get informed and be sure to register for sure.
And the Get Out the Vote effort underway, and one of the greatest advocates for that over the years has been the local League of Women Voters, and they're hard at work now, aren't they?
They really are. They've been energized, and it's great to see. They have a lot more events now. But one thing that they just launched, which I'm excited about, is a Get Out the Vote poster contest, and it's targeted for Washtenaw County high school students. So whoever is in high school can enter. They have cash prizes, and they're going to use the winning poster to produce and distribute throughout the county. And this is specifically targeted toward the midterm elections, but they're getting it underway now. The deadline to register is April 26th. So all of you creative types out there, I hope you're working.
And just as a matter of fact, our own Lisa Berry has partnered with the League of Women Voters, and on a weekly basis is going to be bringing you a feature in which the League of Women Voters is the partner, and they're going to talk about getting out the vote, the importance of registration. You'll get a history of the League of Women Voters. Additionally, they'll talk about all of the upcoming debates and events and opportunities that there are in the area when it comes to that kind of civic engagement that gets underway this afternoon on All Things Considered. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. It is our weekly get-together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative, in which we explore some of the civic engagement opportunities you have throughout the week. In terms of municipal and meetings, that kind of thing, it's a relatively light week, but education matters are at the fore this week.
That's right. The monthly meetings for both the Washtenaw Community College trustees and the University of Michigan Board of Regents happen this week. Unfortunately, they don't have their agendas posted yet, so I don't know what they're going to be deliberating. But the WCC trustees meet Tuesday and the Regents meet Thursday, and hopefully we'll find out before those meetings what they're going to be talking about.
There is a legal responsibility to do that. We're just a little bit early. City of Ann Arbor is also taking the temperature of its residents about perceptions, attitudes, knowledge of water and stormwater issues. What are they asking of us?
You know, they're asking for people to give to report what they know about stormwater issues and drinking water quality, and then they're asking about perceptions. It's in the context of a proposal to change the rate structure for the city, and some of those rates will be increased. When I took the survey myself, it seemed to me that some of the questions were designed to kind of gauge how the kind of marketing materials might be created. So I'm not really sure what their intent is to use this survey, but it was interesting to take, and I would encourage people to do that.
The Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation staff is also looking for some public feedback. They'll be in the Ypsilanti area to discuss that section of the border-to-border trail. What are they doing this week?
They have two open houses this week. They're looking at the section between U.S. 23 and the Washtenaw-Wayne County border. There's an open house tomorrow at Spark East in Ypsilanti from 3 to 8 p.m. And then on Thursday from 2 to 7 at the Ipsy District Library on Whitaker Road. They're really looking for suggestions for how to fill the gaps in that section of the trail, and also just kind of improvements that people would like to see made on that side of the county.
Yeah, a lot of opportunity to kind of get some input there, find out what is going on, what is planned to happen, and how the public can impact what is going to happen with the border-to-border trail in the future. Now, we are entering that season of midterm elections, Mary Morgan, and understanding how our government works and why we make the decisions we do and putting the people in place to make the decisions and carry out the actions for us, that's an important understanding before casting that ballot. So what is a good resource in your estimation to kind of find out how our government works and who might be best to fill the slots that will be available in the upcoming elections?
The state legislature puts out a guide each year that's a really good resource. It's a Citizen's Guide to State Government in Michigan. It's updated every year. It talks about how a bill becomes a law, the very basic stuff. But it also gives a guide to all of the different parts of the state government, the legislature, the administration, some of the departments and resources with contact information. It really lays out who you can contact for, you know, particular issues. And I think it's just good to have as a resource on hand, so when something comes up, you know exactly how to address it.
Good frame of reference for background.
Absolutely.
So, Mary Morgan, we've been talking for about 8-9 minutes now. Have you come up with your name your own holiday day holiday?
I think we should have the, you know, National David Fair Celebration Day today. How about that?
Well, it sounds like one of us is going to be celebrating. And it's not me. Well, I appreciate your time, Mary. I will look forward to our next visit, which, of course, will be next Monday at 7:50. Thank you so much.
Have a great week.
That is Mary Morgan. She is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. If you'd like more information about what Mary is doing and the Civ City Initiative is up to, you can go to their website, sign up for the Civ City newsletter. It's civcity.org. If you'd like more information about all the topics we covered for you in today's show, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and make sure you join us for next Monday's edition of Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.